1745 for reservations, or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all your supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
At the nonprofit public policy think tank Discovery Institute. We're based in Seattle, Washington, and we deal with a lot of issues, but we're probably most well known for our involvement in the debate over evolution and intelligent design. And one of the things we do is we help to defend academic freedom for scientists who are facing discrimination because of their views supporting intelligent design. And one of the things we'd like to talk about is a high-level computer scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab who was discriminated against recently and actually just a couple months ago got fired because he was talking about intelligent design in the workplace.
Now, shouldn't he, he should have a right to do that. But it appears that these so-called scientists will not allow anybody to even have a thought that there might be intelligent design because that might actually lead people to believe there's a God. And my personal opinion is there's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort within the so-called scientific community to suppress that sort of thought. Is that sort of the thing that's going on today, like happened to Galileo, 500 years ago?
Well, I don't know how organized or coordinated it is, but there is certainly what I would call a culture of intolerance in the scientific community today to viewpoints that dissent from Darwinian evolution. And so in this case, David Coppedge was a high-level computer tech at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. He actually helped to oversee the computers on NASA's Cassini mission to Saturn. Cassini is the unmanned space probe that has sent back many of the beautiful photographs of Saturn over the last few years. And when one of Mr. Coppedge's supervisors learned that he had been sharing pro-intelligent design DVDs with coworkers, he hauled Mr. Coppedge into his office, he yelled at him, accused of pushing his religion, and ordered him to stop talking about intelligent design. So essentially, Mr. Coppedge was demoted and given a gag order that ordered him to stop talking about ID. And this is interesting because at the same time, many of Mr. Coppedge's coworkers were basically given free rein to openly critique and attack intelligent design, and they were allowed to do that without any punishment whatsoever. But yet Mr. Coppedge, he was ultimately demoted and charged with creating a hostile work environment simply because he was expressing the pro-ID viewpoint. So, I mean, there are certainly a number of cases that have been similar to this in the last few years in the scientific community where folks face various forms of discrimination because they support intelligent design.
Well, it's like Ben Stein's film Expelled, you know, and thought that it was such a beautiful demonstration of the intolerance of any thought process. And how could you have, you know, this sort of intolerance? Because science is based upon constantly questioning and trying to constantly come up with new ideas. It seems like scientific thought is being suppressed within the scientific community. Do you get that impression?
I do think that dissent is being suppressed in certain key cases, especially when you're dealing with controversial theories like evolution. There's no question that there are some folks out there, not all, but some folks that are very, very much desiring to suppress dissenting scientific views. And, you know, those people, they think that they're just protecting the prevailing paradigm. But, you know, what they're really doing is they're removing freedom of inquiry. And this is very dangerous because every scientific revolution that has ever taken place started off as a dissenting minority viewpoint within the scientific community. So if you don't have freedom to dissent in the scientific, you know, community, how can there ever be hope of making scientific progress? So you're right. I mean, this is a very dangerous position for the scientific establishment to be in, and I think that it's harmful to everybody.
Well, now, what are you going to be able to do to help this NASA scientist?
Well, one of the things we're actually asking people to do is, because NASA and Jet Propulsion Lab, after all, are taxpayer-funded entities. And so one of the things that we're asking people to do is to contact NASA and make their views known. Mr. Coppedge, he actually did file a lawsuit about a year ago in California State Court alleging discrimination, but we're asking folks to call up NASA themselves and make it clear that they don't want their taxpayer money being used to fund this sort of discrimination. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a problem, but I could actually give out the contact information for NASA's head administrator, and people could contact them directly.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, great. Well, if you do not want your taxpayer money being used to support discrimination against intelligent design, you can actually contact Charles Bolden, who is NASA's head administrator. You can contact him yourself. His email address, if you get a pen ready, the email address is charles.bolden@nasa.gov. That's charles.bolden, as in Nancy, at nasa.gov. And the phone number is area code 202-358-1010. That's 202-358-1010. And that's the public contact information for Charles Bolden, who is the head administrator at NASA. And you can contact them directly and let them know how you feel about your money being used to fund discrimination against intelligent design.
And, of course, how is the lawsuit doing?
Well, the lawsuit is still, I would say, in its relatively early stages. California state courts, as you might guess, they don't progress as quickly as you might like. So the case is scheduled to go to trial, I believe, later this year in the fall.
You hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment with Casey Luskin from the Discovery Institute.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Casey Luskin from the Discovery Institute. We're talking about the discrimination against a NASA scientist who even dared to mention this concept of intelligent design, which certainly is not pushing any sort of specific religion, but it says there has to be a basic intelligence behind the design of life, which is only logical if you look at the information which is contained within the spiral of life, within the chromosomes, you realize everything is in perfect order. Things don't happen like that by accident. There has to be an intelligence behind it. So do you get lots of cases, Casey, where you actually have to go to bat for the individual who is being discriminated against?
Sad to say, we actually do receive a relatively significant number of cases where scientists and other folks are facing various forms of discrimination because they support ID. We have seen scientists who have lost their jobs, who have been denied tenure, who have not had their contracts renewed, who have lost their research space, who have been denied equal access to facilities to express a pro-ID viewpoint. We've seen students who have had their doctoral degrees derailed because they supported intelligent design. And in this particular case, we saw a scientist who was humiliated and demoted and then ultimately actually fired because of his views on intelligent design. So sad to say, this is very real. And you mentioned earlier Ben Stein. There was a wonderful documentary a couple years ago that came out featuring Ben Stein that told the story of many of these scientists. So if you want to learn more, I highly recommend watching the documentary Expelled.
It really is well worthwhile. And if, ladies and gentlemen, if you a Netflix or another source, Netflix, wonderful means of getting videos, DVDs. You get excellent ones because you get trashy ones too, but they have a lot of wonderful Christian videos, and we certainly recommend Netflix. My son has it, and a constant source of pleasure, and they have the videos, the Christian videos, that you're not going to ever hear about from the controlled media. So, but Expel they have as well. We certainly recommend that. So basically, Casey, how is the Discovery Institute funded?
Well, we're funded by, we're a nonprofit, so we're funded by private individuals and private foundations that support what we do, and they support our mission. And one of the main things we do is we, as I said earlier, we defend academic freedom for scientists who faced persecution because they support intelligent design. Another major part of what we do in the ID debate is we actually fund scientific research into intelligent design. And to me, that's very exciting because we're trying to develop intelligent design as a legitimate scientific alternative to Darwinian evolution, and I think that's a very important thing to do.
Well, is there any way that they certainly this intelligence that has laid out certainly so beautifully within the structure of the chromosome design? Is there any way that could have happened just by chance? Just waiting every number of billions of years, just by chance, this design could have come about without intelligence?
Well, when you look at our DNA, as you said, it's full of a biochemical language that is encoded within our DNA in a very specific sequence of biochemical letters. We call them nucleotide bases. And those letters are arranged in a very specific order to encode for all the proteins in your body as well as, you know, the rest of your body plan. And this is true not just for humans but for every living organism. So if you what scientists have discovered is that if you slightly change or tweak or mutate the order of those nucleotide bases, that very often you will not get functional proteins or you will cause other forms of genetic disease that will essentially kill the organism. And so this language within our DNA has to be ordered very specifically in order for it to function properly. And as you said, that sort of order does not come about by chance. As a matter of fact, what we're finding is that there is only one known cause of the order and language-based information that we see in our DNA, and that cause is intelligence. So I think it's a very strong argument for intelligent design that we find ordered language within our cells.
It really is, you know, if you study it as if purely from a scientific point of view, and you see there's this intelligence manifested within the structure of the chromosomes. This is why Crick and Watson, who were atheists, who found the spiral of life and first were introduced to these ideas, were so furious because they didn't believe in a God, and here they discovered something that verified the existence. They had to come up with another theory, you know, to try to explain away what that actually discovered. I sure hate to be a scientist who had to debate the subject of intelligent design. Is that the reason they're so opposed to its being presented?
Well, I do know that people who are confident that they have the evidence on their side do not go around and try to suppress those who disagree with them. But yet that's exactly what we see in many cases. The Darwin community is trying to suppress intelligent design. They're trying to oust people from the academy who disagree with them. And we saw this a couple years ago with a scientist at Iowa State University who was denied tenure. And many of the scientists who voted against his tenure, it came out, they simply did not like his views on intelligent design. They did not want him to be in their university. So, yeah, this is certainly, I think, a sign that people are not confident that the evidence is on their side. And, you know, the evidence for design goes well beyond just the language in our DNA. That language, that biochemical language, is like computer programming. And it's our cells virtually use a computer-like system of commands and codes to convert that information into proteins. Then those proteins form micromolecular machines. So, but where in our experience does language and programming code and machines come from? They only have one known source, and that's intelligence. And obviously something about this argument doesn't sit well with materialists because they're trying to prevent this argument from being made in the academy.
Well, I think it's fascinating. I think that, of course, the average individual, when they get into this master bureaucracy, and then if you try to defend yourself, I mean, you know, you'd go into the poorhouse very, very quickly, having to hire attorneys. But certainly this is a calling. I know people who are in similar organizations to yours, Casey, who, given their lives in this whole effort to protect honest scientists who want to express a logical opinion, and that is that there is no way to explain the miracle of life other than there is intelligence. Has nothing to do with Christianity, has nothing to do with specific religious belief. other than to simply say there has to be intelligence. I think this knowledge that there is intelligence there may bring some scientists to a realization there's intelligence. There must be some sort of intelligent thought or being or entity behind it. But certainly, when you stifle scientific debate, we've seen this down through the ages, and Sydney, it's like religious debate. We will not allow anybody to think other than we do. We'll burn them at the stake. I mean, how can these so-called scientists who oppose, you know, the expression of scientific thought, defend their position?
Well, I think that, as we said, some folks, they are not confident that their arguments will win when you have a head-to-head debate. And so they try to win not having a debate. They try to suppress, you know, the ability of scientists to express dissenting viewpoints. And, you know, those scientists who are who do disagree with intelligent design, they're welcome to have their views. They're fully entitled to have their views. And I believe that they should have full academic freedom to express and publish and teach about their views if that's the way they feel, if they disagree with intelligent design. That's fine. The problem is that many of them don't want to extend the same courtesy to those scientists who happen to support intelligent design. And so, you know, we have this problem where scientists don't have academic freedom to express the pro-ID view. So I really wanted to make it clear that, you know, I believe in academic freedom. We want scientists to have freedom to either support or disagree with intelligent design. We just wish that our critics felt the same way.
And it's the old idea, if you don't like the message, you destroy the messenger. If you don't like the
message. In some cases, we certainly see that that's what has happened. And it's very unfortunate. These are very good people who had very promising scientific careers that have, in some cases, had their careers derailed because of their views on intelligent design.
Well, we live in a fallen world. Cindy, I commend you and the other people there at the Discovery Institute for doing what you're doing, which is a vitally important part in what I see is a much larger battle, and I believe there is a spiritual battle taking place in our society today. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, of course, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, of course, our recurrent message on this program is the fact that we are truly involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christianity, in my estimation, is under attack today. Would you go ahead and give your telephone number and your website again, Casey, and then we'll let you go.
Sure. Discovery Institute's website is evolutionnews.org. And if you want to contact us, the phone number is area code 206-292-0401.
Well, thank you for all that you do to help in this very important battle. It's a very real battle. And if we lose this, I believe, of course, we lose America. Without freedom of expression, there will be no freedom. And the fact that government funds would be used in what I believe is frankly anti-religious, of course, in my estimation, anti-Christian, but we will not bring in the secular belief, by any specific belief, beliefs to suppress information having to do with the origin of life certainly reflects poorly on the scientific community. God bless you, Casey. Keep up the great work and hope to talk to you again in the not-too-distant future. If you ever have anything important, don't hesitate to call us. I do what I do 5 hours a day so these ideas can be expressed over the airwaves. God bless.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that was Casey Luskin from the Discovery Institute. Important information, ladies and gentlemen, to understand that there is a conspiracy against God. In fact, that is one reason for the Vietnam War. And if you go back and you read the writings of the people on the other side, they will tell you that the reason for Vietnam was to change America, and they did. It was during that era that they took God and prayer out of our schools. And Sidney, it was McGeorge Bundy writing in Foreign Affairs magazine, January of 1967, who said, you know, this idea we have a choice between guns, butter, between persistence in Vietnam or a full budgetary support for our domestic programs, this is wrong. We should never pull out of Vietnam. If we pull out of Vietnam, why if this would be undercut what we're trying to do? And he talked about these grand new departures in health, education, and welfare. He didn't talk about one of the major debates at that time, and that was the centralization of all power in Washington, D.C., and the effort to take God and prayer out of our society. There is a conspiracy against God. I'm not afraid to say it, because that is the thrust of my ministry. We're going to have open lines the second half hour. We're going to talk about one of the greatest media frauds I've ever seen. And that's what's going on over in Japan and the fear that they're inculcating in people's minds. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. Open lines the next half hour, 877-254-7524.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number is going to be open lines. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Now, Basically, if I've ever seen an example of media manipulation, it's what's going on in Japan. Yes, this is a terrible tragedy. Yes, 2,500 people have been found dead, and they may find another 5 or even 10,000 people who were killed in the tsunami. But, of course, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about the nuclear power plants. Oh, there's going to be a meltdown. Oh, there's a cloud of nuclear material coming across the Pacific. And I have a dozen people who sent me this email showing, you know, this color and multicolored cloud coming across the Pacific there, and it's going to hit San Francisco and hit America, and creating a situation of panic, intentionally designed to create a situation of panic when there's absolutely no danger. Basically, if you had lived immediately adjacent to the complex over there in Japan, nuclear power plant, you would have gotten so far the equivalent of about 1.5 rads of radiation, about what you'd get from a chest x-ray. That's all. And they're passing out the iodine to the people there, but they're telling them not to take it, just wait and stay indoors. Why? Because the half-life of radioactive iodine is 8.5 days, and every 8.5 days it loses half of its radioactivity, and of course, iodine can get into the thyroid gland, and it can produce cancer in 10, 20, 30, 40 years. They estimate there were 5 or 6,000 cases cancer of the thyroid because of Chernobyl. But this is not Chernobyl, ladies and gentlemen. Chernobyl took place because they had a radioactive generator in a building with a tar and gravel roof. A tar and gravel roof. I've talked to people from Russia, and I'll never forget this one man who, of course, was Russian. He said, you know, the cities in Russia are fine, but you get 50 miles outside the cities, you go back 100 years. You go back 100 years in development. And that's what Chernobyl was. I mean, why would you have, you know, massive amounts of potential radioactive graphite? Because basically what you have in a nuclear power plant are fuel rods, and they generate heat. And they generate much less heat than you'd get from a coal-burning furnace or a natural gas-burning furnace or an oil-burning furnace. They operate about 550 degrees, and they heat water. That's how it works. You heat water, the water becomes steam, the steam drives a turbine. That's all it is. And if anything happens, the fuel rods fall back into their containment vessel, and that's the end of it. But certainly and it's cooled by water. That's the reason that they have to have water locally. But they actually, you can cool down the fuel rods, and they have places for them to drop into if anything happens. Well, if they don't drop, and they don't drop normally, then you just simply flood the area with water, and this dissipates the heat after about a week, and everything's fine. The amount of money nuclear contamination that they produces is minuscule, and they have a containment vessel. You notice that big dome at nuclear power plants. That is a containment vessel. That's farther than the Chernobyl with a tower and gravel roof, which no civilized society would do today. And basically, Chernobyl, instead of using water for a coolant, they used graphite, and they would drop the fuel rods into graphite. And, of course, then the graphite became radioactive. Somehow or other, they ended up pouring water onto this hot graphite, it created steam, it blew the roof off the building, and that's what happened in Chernobyl. This wasn't a nuclear explosion. It was a steam explosion that circulated radioactive graphite into the people living close by, and they didn't have any potassium iodate to distribute, and some children probably did get cancer of the thyroid down the line. But you can operate on cancer of the thyroid, and chances are it's not going to kill you, but certainly it's not a good thing to have, because God gave you a thyroid, and it's far better than thyroid replacement. Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically what you're seeing over in Japan is a media event. What bothers me is the panic here at home. The old idea that if it bleeds, it reads, and the media was able to manipulate people. We got probably 150 calls, desperate calls yesterday, for people requesting potassium iodate. Well, there wasn't any potassium iodate. We've been pleading with people to be prepared, to prepare for some very serious problems. How many times have you heard me talk about the necessity of laying in your food supplies, getting yourself a big Berkey, laying in the health products and the other things that you would need in case of an emergency? Yes, you should have potassium iodate or iodorol on hand. Now, let me tell you, there's no potassium iodate. You can't get it for lover money today. You can get the iodorol we have, and you put it aside. But don't take it. There's no necessity of taking it because there's not going to be a significant radioactivity reaching America. In fact, there isn't even significant radioactivity in Japan that they tell people to take the potassium iodate. They tell them to stay inside their homes, and then within a few weeks, this whole danger will be gone. The half-life of potassium iodide is 8.5 days. Are you reading this anyplace? Of course not. How much radiation do you think is going to come across the Pacific? Why? There will be over the 5,100 miles between Tokyo and San Francisco. It'll be washed out by the storms, by the rain, and it's going to be a non-event. But you see, it is being dramatized by the media, and it's great for our business. And if you should have the iodorol, you could order it to us, but do not take it. I mean, everybody wants to know, well, how much should I give it to my daughter? She's 2 years old, and how will I give it? And they're frantic, and we just tell them you would take it and break it into perhaps a quarter and mash it up and put it in jam, but do not give it to the children. There's no reason to. Now, if you want to be on iodine, and we do think that iodine is important, because most people do not have enough iodine and magnesium or vitamin D3 and things like that in their diet, and you should have supplies and a good supply on hand. But do not take it in panic. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call here at the American Food Network.
Cintas, the uniformed people in Greeley, salute our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Cintas, the uniformed people in Greeley. Call 970-352-2233. That's 970-352-2233. Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Well, I hear the American is not bringing, I guess, it's going to be you if you give us a call. But basically, you should be concerned, but not about what's going on over there in Japan. This is the old adage, if it bleeds, it reads. The people on the television are lying to you. Listen to what the scientists are saying. Listen to what I'm telling you, because we've evaluated this. And there's no reason to panic or be concerned about this issue at this time. There is a lot to be concerned about. And you should be making your preparations, but you shouldn't wait until after it's happened. We've told you, and Christopher Lindsay Williams told you, and I think he was absolutely right. He called me in the middle of October, and he told me that one of his friends had been back to Washington, D.C. She was from New Mexico. She knew Janet Napolitano when she was there as the governor. And Janet, even though Janet's a liberal and this woman is a conservative, they were friends. And you can have friends who are liberals, and you have friends who don't believe as you do, but you can still like them. And Janet Napolitano, to her credit, asked this woman to go to dinner with her. A woman was there with her husband. And Janet Napolitano told this woman, when you go home, start collecting food and water and lay in a six-month supply. Now, the woman said, well, why? Janet said, I cannot tell you, but you're my friend. When you go home, lay in a supply of food and water. So, of course, the woman told Lindsay when she got back from Washington, D.C. Now, this was October of last year, middle of October. Lindsay told me, we went on the air the 1st of November and put this out. Didn't know why, but just knew that something big is coming down. Then, of course, we began hearing from the people who put up freeze-dry food, and the freeze-dry guy had specifically told me that the small dealers for freeze-dry food couldn't get supplies. The large dealers still could, but the small dealers couldn't because somebody is buying up all, we're talking about hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of freeze-dry food and storing it. What do they know? Well, they know something big is coming down, and that's what. But we don't know what it is, and when it happens, there's not going to be any freeze-dry food. I will tell you, I talked to a friend of mine who actually is one of the largest canner of dehydrated food. Now, one of the explanations given for the shortage of freeze-dry food today and is the fact that, they can't get enough cans to put it in. And that isn't true at all. There's plenty of cans out there because the dehydrated food people get the cans from the same source as the freeze-dry food people. They're simply cans with an enamel coating inside so they won't rust. But basically, there are plenty of cans, and we can still get the dehydrated food. But the middle of next month, the price is going up 20%. If you're going to get it, get it now. Do not put this off. The price of everything is going up. The price of, if you need something, you might even be better to go out and borrow the money, at least to get underwear. And if you need clothing, get your supplies in now, because the price on everything is going up. It's part of a plan to raise the prices here and lower the living standards. After all, why should you live so well when the people over in Chad and in southern Bengal and in in Pakistan and Afghanistan, they live very frugal lives. They want equality in the world. The people who run the world want to lower your living standards. That's why they're shipping our jobs. That's why they're shipping our businesses. That's why they're shipping our wealth overseas. And when we have to go out and borrow $4 billion every day just to pay our bills here at home, we're still giving massive foreign aid to other countries. Does that make sense? Any more than having almost a quarter of a million people, military people, and contractors and NATO troops, almost a quarter million in Afghanistan, fighting 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Does that really make sense to you? What's going on today? Well, of course it doesn't make sense, but you must understand there's another agenda behind everything, and it's part of this effort to bankrupt America. And when you bankrupt a country, then, of course, you destroy their currency, and then the people become subservient to government because they're impoverished, and you'll have the same sort of shortages here, and they intend to have food shortages. That's why they're using 40% of our corn crop to make ethanol, but it's not economically feasible. I mean, it costs too much to make the ethanol, so they subsidize it, so they can destroy food, so there'll be food shortages. When you understand that, it's like making the fluorescent light bulbs. Why can't we have regular light bulbs in America? Because we want to shift our jobs to Japan. President Obama promised us if we just have green energy, we're going to have jobs. He doesn't tell us that they're going to build the solar panels and the windmills over in Japan, over in China. He's going to put jobs, but not in America. When you understand what's happening, you realize you must make your preparations now. You should be laying in a supply of food. And it's either freeze-dry, or we actually carry dehydrated food. If you want the information, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll get a catalog. But people call in all the time, and they don't get a catalog. Lay in this supply. Go down to your Costco or wherever you buy it. Lay in the supply. Get, you know, bags of sugar and salt and wheat and rice and flour and the basic staples that you need. Lay in a supply so at least you and your family will have something to eat. People can't imagine that our store shelves are going to be empty, but when the price of oil goes to $150 to $200 a barrel, the price is going to go up. But the thing is that people are panicking over a non-existent problem as far as what's going on in Japan today. But if there's anything to be learned from this and any benefit from it, it's that people react in a time of crisis. And the crisis is coming, but this is not a crisis, not legitimate. I said, telephone number 1-800-544-8971. Call us. We'll be right back.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Theatre Network, and Sydney, make your preparations. And Sydney, as I mentioned, you can get the hydrated foods for us. You can get Sydney the freeze-dried foods through the freeze-dry guy, and you'll find a banner to his website, on our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. But whatever you do, start, make your preparations now. I mean, something big is coming down the line. I don't know what it is, but they're going to be very real problems. You certainly should have a Berkey water filter, so at least you can purify your water. You can get those who don't need them in here through the American Freedom Network. You need to have health supplies. Most people are deficient in vitamin D, and vitamin D is vitally important. The government is specifically telling you, oh my goodness, a few hundred units a day, that's what you need. Don't take too much. Ladies and gentlemen, you need 5,000 units of vitamin D a day, specifically any time of the year. Why? Because it helps boost your immunity, prevent cancer, and the last thing they want is healthy people. Most of the advice that the government is giving you today, most of the things that they're allowing in the food chain, like aspartame and genetically modified food and bisphenol and phthalates and fluoride and putting the mercury in the shots they're giving your kids and spraying with this aluminum, they're all designed to destroy your health, and you're going to have to learn to look after your health and protect yourself. And of course, there are certain things you can do, and the glutathione. There are certain things that you can do to get rid of the heavy metals that are being programmed into you and your children. You need to get out the material we have. The programs we've done on chronic fatigue with Dr. Whitaker and his assistant, and with Randy here in Santa Cruz, and we'll be putting together a 4-tape set on that after we have our upcoming programs with Garth Nicholson. We'll have this, and when they talk about the chemicals that you can get, the amino acids you can get to help you expel and get the heavy metals out of your body. You're going to have to look after your own health because it's a population control agenda, and they intend to kill off the majority of our population. They're doing everything they can to promote cancer. Back at the beginning of the 20th century, why one in every 17 people got cancer? Today it's one in three. They know what they're doing. We have a great DVD. It's called Cancer: Forbidden Cures. They can have all sorts of cures for cancer, but they're suppressing them. And the DVD is Cancer: Forbidden Cures. You watch it, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. We have a great 4 tapers for CDs. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. You hear Dr. Dunnigan, who is a pediatrician from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, talking about a lecture he heard in 1969 where the head of Planned Parenthood said there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We have cures, but we're going to keep them locked up. Why do you think Dr. David Rockefeller is living into his 90s? Why he understands. They understand they're looking after the elite. But, of course, you're going to get rid of the common people. If you haven't read my Population Control and Center monograph, you need to get it. It's available from Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's